640 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Linda Kenyon. Former President Donald Trump is getting pushback from some Republicans over the possible influence of one of his supporters.
Trump defends his relationship with 9/11 conspiracy theorist Laura Loomer.
Laura is a supporter. I don't control Laura. Laura has to say what she wants.
Who has been spotted with him this week. Loomer posted the White House will smell like curry if Harris is elected. Trump later posted that he disagrees with some statements she's made. Cristian Benavides, CBS News.
President Biden speaking at the Congressional Black Caucus Foundation Phoenix Awards tonight and decried hate speech from the former president and running mate.
His running mate is attacking Haitian Americans in Ohio. It's wrong. It's got to stop. Any president should reject hate in America and incite, not incite it.
The remnants of Hurricane Francine could bring heavy rain to an already soaked part of the country. Meteorologist Frank Pereira is following the path of the storm.
Flood watches and warnings that extend from western Tennessee down into southeastern Georgia. And that's pretty much going to remain the axis of focus here for the next day or two, with a gradual shift further to the west as we go through the weekend. But that same general area will be impacted here for the next day or so.
In Israel, thousands gathered on the streets of Tel Aviv for the weekly Saturday night protest. The protests are aimed at pressuring Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to reach a ceasefire deal with Hamas. It's believed about 100 hostages are still being held by Hamas. A Turkish-American activist who was killed by Israeli fire in the West Bank has been laid to rest in her hometown in Turkey, with thousands lining the streets and anti-Israeli feelings in that country rising. A witness says the 26-year-old woman from Seattle was shot and killed by an Israeli soldier during a demonstration against Israeli West Bank settlements. Uganda has buried one of its star athletes, an Olympic runner murdered by an ex-partner. CBS's Vicky Barker reports from London.
A Ugandan honor guard carried the coffin of Rebecca Cheptegei back to her parents' village. The Olympic marathon runner died after suffering 80% burns in the attack at her home in Kenya. Her death has sparked calls in both countries to do more to tackle domestic violence. This politician noting,
"We are guilty as government, but also the community is guilty."
Guilty for turning their backs on gender-based violence. Cheptegei was the fourth female athlete in Kenya killed by a partner. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
45 from Niagara Falls, Canada, and we are local music right here on Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media.
Hello? I am not dealing with this.
I used to spend my nights waiting for your name to light up my phone. I was so hung up on hearing your voice. I hated being alone. Yeah, I used to pick up, I used to kiss
Appleman, and the song is called Ringtone. Indy 45 Max Inc. Radio, right here on Civic Media. Shane Christopher Neal, broadcasting from Niagara Falls, Ontario, bringing you local music, Wisconsin, from someplace else. So, Angelica, I know, is out in Edmonton, Alberta right now. The Canadian Country Music Awards are happening on the 14th. If you're listening on the 14th, they're happening today. If you're listening on the 15th or the 16th, they happened either yesterday or 2 days ago. And Angelica was playing a few shows out there, I know, doing very well. You can follow her on social media, Angelica Appleman. Again, that song is called Ringtone. Shane Christopher Neal, you can reach me, shaneradio0@gmail.com. I want to let you know that I do have a problem. It is called Halloween. Here we are, mid-September. I've already got ghosts, goblins, scarecrows, I don't know, witches, you name it. They're all over the house. I'm addicted to the fall and to Halloween because I know come November 1st, my daughter's putting up the Christmas tree. All right, let's get back to the music. I miss hanging out with this guy, Mike Lynch, missing the good old days. Right here on Indy 45, Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media.
When we were younger, we rolled downtown. We'd line them up and we'd shoot them right down. You were the life of the party back then, it's true. I couldn't barely take my hands off you, hey. Missing those good old days. I had a friend crazy as a loon. He used to drop by with a box of booze. We'd sit and drink and laugh all day. Hey, reminisce about our high school victories. Oh, missing those good old days. Good old days seem so far. So young at heart, I still love the music, still love to play. I might be even better than in my good old days. If I could get my hands on a time machine, I'd take it right down to 1950. I get a ticket for the very front row, old Hank Williams Country Show.
I will speak to you. Will you speak to me? saw you clap and I saw you laugh and I saw you close your eyes. Your friends all left and it was theft when you took me by surprise. Rockin' with any luck, you'll be riding that bench with me. And you are so close to you sit close to me. You are so close to you sit close to me. They dropped dead girl sitting in my world, come hither blowing smoke at me. Well, it's 10:30, and I smell like gin and a bathtub variety.
Always smell like gin. Jesse T. Reed, it is Drop Dead Girl, 8045, Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. Shane Christopher Neal, you can check out my website, ShaneChristopherNeal.com. There's a ton of interviews there. I caught up with Drew Cago and The Reputation, and he is from Illinois. In fact, he's from Champaign, Illinois. Do you know who else is from Champaign, Illinois? That's right, REO Speedwagon. Very, very good answer. I'm a big fan of REO. So is Drew, and he's got brand new music out. Song is called All Figured Out. And maybe next weekend, when I get an opportunity, I'm going to edit some of the interview I did with Drew Cagle and play you the song as well. It's a great song. He's a real rock star. Drew Cagle, C-A-G-L-E. If you get a chance, you can Google it. Check out his website, but I think I'm going to edit the interview and play the tune for you next week. But the full interview, if you want to check it out right now, is on the Industry 45 podcast show, which is available wherever you get your podcasts. Ryan Lund, Beyond the Pines, Indy 45, Max Inc. Radio, Civic Media Radio Network.
Under these skies, and my head is drunk in heaven. There's no angels guiding me, just the sun blinding me. This guitar and a rotting gut, dead angel on my shoulder. These nights keep getting colder. Desolation.
Seen the sunshine since you left here. Always have to force myself to smile, I fear. All I see is memories slipping by. Some are fading and some are strong, unlike me. Left to
Nothing left to prove. It all comes back to you.
The song is called Back to You, Sunset Strip. That is a band that I play in, or did play in, and we recorded two original tracks, Back to You and Feeling, and that was Back to You right there. Industry 45, Max Inc. Radio along Civic Media. You're listening to local music from someplace else, Wisconsin. And my friend Rob Fitzgerald is doing so well in the country space here in Ontario. You can check out his website, robfitzgeraldmusic.com. And he's got a brand new song coming out, I think it's September 20th, called The Man My Daddy Made. Can't wait to play that for you right here on the Indie 45 show. But right now, let's go back within the last year anyway. The song is called Forever Together. It's Rob Fitzgerald, Indie 45, Max Inc. Radio, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Sitting on the porch swing, going over everything, knowing this'll be a big day. A little bit of freaked out, hanging here, working out everything I wanna say. Well, I went to see your daddy, and with the blessing that he gave, I flew out of there, came straight to you, 'cause I couldn't wait to say, baby, forever. You love a simple woman, baby, that's where I live. But I've been putting in overtime, every dollar I can find to give you all I got to give. So here I am on one knee, as nervous as it gets. I'm serious as this diamond ring, and I hope that smile says yes. 'Cause forever together sounds good to me, yeah, you're the
Local from Niagara Falls, Canada, my name is Shane Christopher Neal, and this is Indy 45, right here on Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
Oh my gosh, is that your new puppy?
Yes, she's so cute. But I have to work long hours now. We need to get her out for an afternoon walk.
We love Hotel K Pet Sitting for our dog walks. They're local, dependable, and totally spoil our dogs. And scheduling is so easy on their app. Plus, they send daily messages with pictures. It really gives us peace of mind while we're working all day.
For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at freebellyrubs.com. FreeBellyRubs.com.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop IgniteGlassandGifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com.
Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character, where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at noahsarkpetcenter.net. A health food store for your pets.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Hey, this is Jack Blades from Night Ranger. And that's right, you're listening to who? Shane Christopher Neal. Keep it up, dude.
Is Vegas that dirty? I mean, the streets are clean. What happens in Vegas, I don't know if that's clean, but Stormforce right there from Niagara Falls, Ontario, Canada, 8045 Max Sync Radio right here on Civic Media. And I also played a song called Breathe by Stormforce, who, by the way, is the brainchild of none other than Greg Fraser from the band Brighton Rock, who are quite big here in Canada and I think made an impact in America as well. I know they recorded one of their albums down in California, but Stormforce is the name of the band, and they don't really play much, but when they do, I check them out. They play once in a while here locally. Shane Christopher Neal, you can reach me, ShaneChristopherNeal.com. My friend Christy Palace has a brand new song out, My Own Worst Enemy. You can find it on her website, Christy with two E's, palace.com. I'm going to have her send it to me so I can play it for you. In case you don't want to go to our website and check it out. I don't know. Here's another song called Runaway. I like how she put clean master. So I guess it's dirty. Like Vegas. I don't know. Indy 45. Max Inc. Radio. Civic Media. Radio Network.
13. stops waiting on the subway. Collecting my thoughts, I'm here and don't know why. Reminiscing about the days when life was picture perfect. Now I'm here and don't know why. Why? All it takes is a little slip up, feeling like, and I'm beating me up, counting the stops till I'm out of this town. Run away.
Looking for some place to rest. In your arms is a dream, like a desperate dope fiend. Darling, you know me best. I thought that you knew there's nothing I can do, but something I must confess. I know I'm in denial, so think of her smile. Borderline.
of me. Obsession's killing me.
I see.
Song is called Hello from Lyric Doobie, Indie 45, Maxinc Radio, SCN here. And I can't believe it's been like a year since Evan Rotella put out his album, Happy to Be Here. And it's been a great year. He's played a ton of shows. I've hired him a couple of times to play, I know. And he played in Niagara Falls all summer on Clifton Hill, which was great. He's got a great following. You can check out his website, evanrotella.com. And I know coming up in November, his dad, David Rotella, and by the way, the two of them have a podcast, a sports podcast. I know Dave Rotella is putting an event on in Niagara Falls for Rick Rose, who, if you're from Niagara, was such an important part to our music scene here. He passed away a couple of months ago, sadly missed, and such an impact on Niagara music. And I know that event is coming in November. When I get the information, the date, all the details, I believe I'm hosting it, I will pass that along. All right. Listen, you're listening to local music from someplace else. Here's Evan Rotella, Happy to Be Here, Indie 45 on Maxinc Radio on Civic Media.
Some days are clouds. Some days feel just like rain, but you wake up in the morning and it's all the same. Some days I thank my lucky stars, some days I'm howling at the moon. No matter what, I go to bed and pray to God that I'm here tomorrow afternoon. But sometimes I complain about the things that gone bad, about the things that I want, about the things I never had. But I never give thanks for the things that I got, for the people around me and the people that are not. I'm happy to be here. I don't wanna get out of bed. There's so many things that I don't wanna do. I'd rather be here instead. I'd rather lay right here alone until the blue sky fades the night. Well, the land is quiet and the sky is dark, but those stars seem so damn bright. So I get out of bed, move on with my day. Forget about the things I gotta do. Forget about the things I gotta say. I sing in the mirror. I wash up my face. I tuck in my shirt. And I go on my way. I'm happy to be here.
I'm happy, just happy to be here. I'm just happy.
Feel so done with this town. As soon as I get my shit together, new shit comes around. So I get into bed and forget everything. Forget about the things that I said. Forget about the things that I did.
Man, I miss mom and dad, but my used to say some days the sun is out and shining, some days it falls like rain. I'm happy to be
here. I'm happy, just happy to be here. I'm just happy to be here.
I'm happy to be here.
I'm happy, just happy to be here. I'm just happy to be here.
I'm happy to be here.
I'm happy, just happy to be here. I'm just happy to be here.
I'm happy to be here.
I'm happy, just happy to be here. I'm just happy to be here.
Happy to be here. It is Evan Rotella here on Indy 45, Max Inc. Radio Civic Media. Shane Christopher, I'm always happy to be here, my friend. I love the state of Wisconsin. I need to get there one time. If someone would invite me, I would go. That's my motto. If you invite, I come. All right, SCM Broadcasting from Niagara Falls, Ontario, Canada. Do appreciate you coming up in October, October 5 and 6, Welland Food Fest. Ton of bands playing. We've got a couple of great headliners on Saturday, October the 5th. Vinyl Flux is going to headline the event, and on Sunday, October 6th, it will be Clockwork. I will give you more information as we get closer to the date. If you want to check out the website, wellandfoodfest.com. I can tell you on the Saturday, which is October the 5th, at precisely 3:15 Eastern Time, you can check out the JDM band. Here they are right now, wrapping up the show. It's called Sail Indy 45, Max Inc. Radio, Civic Media Radio Network. Thanks for hanging out. Do appreciate you. Cheers.
Looking for the answers, hope is time. Yeah, when you wanna go out, see a band or get a drink, you wanna know what's going on, check out Maximum Inc. What's hot overseas or new in the local scene? Wisconsin's only our music magazine. The record labels read it, so does a girl next door. In the bars and coffee shops and at the grocery store. And if you're surfing the web, check out our homepage, www.maximum-ink.com.
The kids are heading back to class, but when the subject is school, we have to talk about the first kindergarten started in Wisconsin. Marguerite Schurz created what is known as America's First Kindergarten in 1856, teaching a small class at her family's home in Watertown. It's about 50 miles west, northwest of Milwaukee. So can you guess, when did kindergarten become part of the state's public school system? The answer coming up. Schurz learned about kindergarten in Germany, where the idea was common. It wasn't in America, and her class grew so quickly, she had to move to a bigger space. Today, the building remains as a Watertown museum. So did you guess when kindergarten became part of the public school system in the state? It was 1898, but 42 years prior, the Schurz School started it all, making this a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.